brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ago, I scheduled to take off from the radio on this 1010 broadcast, this Thursday edition, so I could finish Obama Deception 2. But then I decided to not take off today to work on Obama Deception 2, so I am here live, but only for the first 30 minutes. And then I do have other duties that I need to take care of here in the InfoWars.com operations. And David Knight will be here coming up at the bottom of the hour. And he's got a big whistleblower guest from inside the banking cartels coming on. We'll look at the persecution of whistleblowers that is accelerating and taking place. That is coming up with David Knight at the bottom of the hour. David Knight will also have another special guest joining him on the broadcast as well, and we're going to premiere some special reports here today, so it's going to be a jam-packed transmission. Obviously, we're into day 10 or 11 of the government shutdown, and things are getting very serious, and now we're seeing members of Congress, we're seeing New Republic magazine, that's basically another arm of the White House, so they speak for the establishment, calling for basically martial law politically. Just do whatever they want. We never even played that clip of the Texas congresswoman talking about that yesterday, but perhaps later in the broadcast we will play a clip of her, the Houston Democrat, breaking that down. So that's the type of thing we're dealing with here. And now Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of policy at the Department of Treasury, says Obama could use debt crisis to seize total power and bring in martial law with executive orders. That's basically what Peter Schiff has been warning about as well. So this is a very serious situation that we are dealing with here. Also, we are going to be getting into the latest on the shutdown itself and the harassment of citizens that get anywhere near national parks. They're now arresting people that show up, not just pointing guns at them, but arresting people that show up at the Grand Canyon. Julie Wilson wrote about that last night for InfoWars.com. It's gotten almost no other coverage that I've seen. Pretty shocking. Also, no one has been able to sign up for Obamacare through the exchanges except for one lady who spent multiple hours every day working with CNN to try to sign up, and then her deductible was $13,000, and it was double. I have the article here, double the cost that was previous. And still the Obama supporters are thankful, saying, now I'll be able to get health care, when it's going to wreck the already screwed up system because of special interest being involved the last five decades. So we're going to be breaking all of that down as well. But when we come back from break, I want to sum up for you the essence of what Obamacare really is and why it's not meant to actually work, why it's not meant to actually operate. And then we'll go over some of the other headlines that are up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But there's a report out by Red State and other big sites. We don't know if it's accurate, but these are from pretty credible sites. And by credible, they usually report real news. Feds order National Guard to close I-495 to derail trucker protest. Well, I mean, that would do what the protest was supposed to do to begin with, shut things down. So Obama supporter arrested after aiming gun at female impeachment protesters. So that we've got that big article up on InfoWars.com. Ex-Treasury official Obama could use debt crisis to seize total control. Just mentioned that. Is Obama going to be our new Caesar? Dr. Paul Craig Roberts asked in that article. Warning, enrolling in Obamacare allows government to link your IP with your name. And, of course, Mike Adams, as usual, has figured out what it's really all about. We're going to be breaking that down on the other side as well. Stay with us. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
It is 10:10, ladies and gentlemen, Thursday, the 10th day of October 2013. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're live broadcasting worldwide until the bottom of the hour when David Knight will join you with a special breakdown, breaking news. You know, coming up in about a week, there's going to be an armed open carry march in San Antonio out front. The Alamo, the police chief, has said he will arrest anyone legally carrying firearms. This is how they harass people that have firearms in their garage, and the neighbor sees it, you go to jail, because they claim that you're carrying a gun to alarm. No, it's legal to walk down the road with a hatchet if you're going to cut something, but if you brandish the hatchet and say, I'm going to kill you with it, that's what the law says, brandishing a weapon. Well, the Department of Defense has put out a report saying that there's a growing trend of soldiers assigned to Fort Hood openly carrying firearms in private businesses establishments, when they're off duty and officers and live in their own house, and establishments in the greater local area in an attempt to publicly assert their Second Amendment rights. These events have led to several confrontations with civilian law enforcement personnel attempting to determine whether there was any threat to the public safety. Texas law makes it illegal to display a firearm in a public place in a manner calculated to alarm. And that's how they arrest people every day nationwide for putting a deer rifle in the back of their car to go shooting. The neighbor doesn't like it, you get SWAT teamed, a lot of times killed. This is their reign of terror against gun owners. When legal gun owners frustrate crime 49 times, the new Justice Department numbers, used to be 20-something, 49 times for every time a gun is used in the commission of a crime. Look it up. Funny, it's 49 times, because it's also 49% in overall crimes using guns since 1992 Justice Department numbers. That's coming up bottom of the hour. David Knight, and he's got a bunch of other big special reports. We interviewed the Texas Land Commissioner, who's backing open carry marches on the Alamo. In fact, word is he may be down there for it. So that Jerry Patterson interview is coming up that they did down at the Capitol with him. We're going to premiere that here on the radio coming up today and a lot more. There's also a big whistleblower coming up. I wasn't going to come in today. I was going to work on other things here around the office, but I'm here because the news is just so important. Wild horses couldn't drag me away from the fight here. And so I want to, in a nutshell, tell you from deep research, and this will all now come out, from deep research, what Obamacare really is, in a nutshell. It is a giant tax, and of course, I've been telling you that for 5 years. It's been law for three, but implements this year. The Supreme Court has said it's a tax. It is a tax, but it's a private levy, a ransom to the IMF and World Bank and Federal Reserve, all heads of the same mega six-bank cartel that's waging war against all the other insurance companies and banks, the free market, your family, national governments, state governments. It is a total economic warfare system, in their own words. The goal is impoverish you, take over your society, bankrupt you, sign you onto debts that are impossible to pay back, wreck the country, end of debt, that's all fiat, and so they get the world. It's financial conquering. We all know that. But Obamacare was written, 10,000-plus pages of writers, 3,000-page bill, by the Big Ten insurance companies on record, predominantly controlled by the Big Six. Really, it's the Big Five megabanks, but they say six. Now it's about five because one's merged. These conglomerates. And they want to have the NSA total spying legalized. It does that. Spying on everyone, getting all your personal data, sharing it with whoever they want. They want government running your health care to carry out eugenics and lower standard of care. And they want to be able to double the prices at least and then give that money to the banks as a tax. Then the government wants a cut, though. And by not allowing the exchanges to work, and Mike Adams is a top programmer. He said this 2 days ago, scanning the system, put a big article out at naturalnews.com. We had it at InfoWars.com. It's now in the news today, Washington Post. Top programmers are saying, gee, there's nothing there. It's a facade. Boy, they really screwed up. No. They didn't screw up, just like with Amber Alert. The whole site's there. They just put a block up front. They are wrecking the system on purpose. And then all their constituents want the freebie, even after they get their tax returns, their tax refunds get confiscated, even as the middle class has the garnishment out of their bank accounts. That's what the law says. They've hired 17,000 agents to do it. Even as all that happens, the gullible slaves will still say, gimme, 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 Republicans did it. And we'll go into the next phase of the major screw job. And I've talked a lot about the Nigerian email scam that's been around since 1995 because everybody knows about it. There's many scams, but that's a well-known one, where they say, we need $5,000 in Prince Abubi. We'll send you $10, $15 million. And then you give Prince Abubi $5,000. He says, well, the prince needs $10,000 more now, but you'll get to talk to him on the phone to be able to wire the money out of the account. You know, his uncle has held him hostage. And then the person goes, oh, I want my 10 or 15 million. Here's 10,000 more. And usually once they get you to give the first 5,000, in some cases they get 100, 200, 300 thou. People sell their houses and wire the money to Nigeria. It's a government-run scam. They allow it. And they make hundreds of millions a year still off of it on record because people can't believe they've been conned. So they just keep sticking money in like a degenerate gambler at the casino mortgaging his house. The deeper they get in the hole, the more they're going to get into it. It's the lottery ticket mentality. If you buy a lottery ticket for fun, that's another issue. But people really think this is going to save my life. It's false hope. Instead of inventing something or getting another job or becoming a criminal. I mean, it's better than being a sucker. Just don't prey on innocent people. Prey on the system. More and more, I think Robin Hood's the way to go. I just said it. I'm sorry. Don't do criminal stuff myself. But, I mean, in the world of criminals, you got to survive. As long as it's against the criminal enemy, whatever. The point is, there's nothing stupider than being suckers. And they're going to take them all to the bank. And they're now, just like Sebelius said on Monday on Jon Stewart's show, she said, well, you know, since it doesn't work, we're just going to fine you $5,000. And that's always been the plan. Poor people are just not going to get their refund. You're not going to get your $300 to $1,000. It's gone. And then everybody else, it doesn't matter. They're going to fine and fee you the way it's written if you don't get the type of insurance they want. It's all over, folks. This is a American killing machine. And I already knew that, but I'm surprised at how bold it is. I've got to be honest with you. I mean, this is worse than I even thought it would be. I mean, we knew it was built to do this. We had Dr. Blaylock on, medical doctor and others 5 years ago, warning everybody how they did this in third world countries and Europe. But they're really doing it. And only abject ignorance is allowing it. And here's a Washington Post article. We paid $634 million for this Obamacare site, and all we got was a lousy 404 error. Well, Mike Adams has scanned it, and this article and others go over it. It is completely fake and not meant to work. It's because there is no site there. Do you understand? It's all a big joke. Here's another one right here that Mike Adams breaks down on InfoWars.com. Warning, enrolling in Obamacare allows government to link your IP with your name. Just like the cash for clunkers, when it says, by coming here, we take control of your computer and you waive all your rights, and I've gone and read the agreements there, it's confirmed what Watson wrote about last week. We've now confirmed they are telling people, enrollees in some of the big systems, that now we're going to garnish your wages and we need your Social Security number. And now what we reported 2 weeks ago with Kit Daniels is now in the New York Post and the Associated Press yesterday that it's an identity theft nightmare with the navigators, as they're called, as they hire all the acorn fraud groups to run it. This is a mafia takeover by the Democratic Party. The big insurance companies and banks get their cut. The Republican fat cats wrote it. They got theirs. The Common Core Ford Foundation takeover, they get theirs. So it's on. It's on, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to garnish your wages, grab your bank accounts, and take your tax returns, your tax refunds. And it's all being lost. And the law says it. And when you complain, they go, we're not going to take your money. But it's the law. Well, we are going to take your money. But I can't sign up. We're going to take your money. You're going to get nothing. Yeah, we're going to take the money. Now, you just, you know, give us $10,000 more in principle, but you'll send you the $5 million or the $10 million or the $20 million. And they're just going. I mean, I was on the air today with ManCow, and he had Obama supporters in studio. He also has a TV show in Chicago at Simulcast. And they were arguing with me, going, I need my free health care. I need my help. I need my. They just didn't know. Now, shifting gears, I want to show everybody. Up on InfoWars.com, if you go to my Twitter, I pull up the name here. If you go into a tweet that I put out that said, Dear Leader, Obama issues official press behavior guideline booklet. Follow this or be disappeared. And it's obvious satire. It's a cartoon of a lapdog laying in Obama's lap with its tongue hanging out and its tail wagging. And it says, good doggy, play dead. And the dog is the media. And yes, they are killing the press right now. Even AP admitted it today. But if you look at the comments, there's a guy named Josh Gibbs who says, tell me again how Hitler designed the Olympic rings logo, laugh out loud. And you go to his site, it's all anti-Republican, how great Obamacare is, how Democrats have high IQs, how smart he is. The standard cult deal. Okay? Josh Gibbs. Josh, I don't want to make fun of you and be mean to you, but when we come back, we aired video of Trendy Austinites, Obama supporters, calling for everyone to have to wear helmets to walk down the street for everyone's safety. And by the way, in New Jersey, they're now making people wear helmets at recess. They're now banning playing football all over the country. Just touch football. They're now banning everything. Okay, so this is real. And as long as you say it's for Obama, they do it. This is turning the whole world into a prison. All right? When we come back, I'm going to show you BBC and a bunch of other mainstream news, Hitler designing the Olympic rings. Just like when I said they put estrogen in the in the plastics to feminize males. I have the government documents. They make fun of that. They laugh about Tuskegee and syphilis because they can't admit their government isn't a big sweetie pie that loves them. So I'm going to show you.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Pills, pills, pills. If you've tried to fix your ED with pills or supplements, listen up. My name's Matt Cook with GetEDSolutions.com, and I've developed a system that often fixes ED from home naturally, without medical intervention. How does it work? My system addresses the root cause of most ED, which is desensitization. Desensitization is not your fault, but it's the number one reason men get embarrassed around women. The more they try, the more things don't work, and the solution is to fix desensitization through simple activities you do from home.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
If you're one of the 52% of men who suffer from ED, you must visit GetEDSolutions.com for a special reporting video that shows you how to fix ED from home fast without pills or supplements. Visit GetEDSolutions.com for my special report and video on fixing ED at home. GetEDSolutions.com. That's GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
He's bound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can be done?
All right, so I want to handle just an issue here real quick of the denial of authoritarians that call themselves trending. If you go up to my personal Twitter at Real Alex Jones, and you see a joke political cartoon that I put out, it shows the lapdog media sitting in the lap of Obama. And I said, "Dear Leader, Obama issues official press behavior guidelines booklet. Follow this or be disappeared." And actually, AP even came out today and said, "Report, Obama brings chilling effect on journalism and then admits they're arresting people. So, that's what we're talking about here. So even though I'm joking, actually it's true. Now, a bunch of Democrats go on, because you go to their own Twitters, and they're Democrats, all they talk about is Republicans all day. Hey, I'm a libertarian constitutionalist. I fought Bush and all his unconstitutional stuff, and I'm fighting Obama now. Now, we're in desperate straits now, because Obama's got all you doing anything he wants, because it's trendy, and you feel like you're part of the winning team. And this individual here, Josh Gibbs, you go to his site, he's a big Democrat. Tell me again how Hitler designed the Olympic rings, laugh out loud. And then you go there and it's all, ah, ha, ha, they don't like Obamacare, ah, they're kooks, ah, ha, ha. You can see all his work just battling the right-wingers as he sees it. Okay, let me stop right there. This is just like somebody that sent money off for the Nigerian email and cannot admit they've been conned. And I don't dislike you, sir. I care about you. I know it's crazy to hear that Hitler actually designed the first Volkswagens and even drew the design. I've seen the documentary films. I've read the books. I mean, he sketched it. He designed the first people's wagon. People's wagon, Volkswagen. That's on record, sir. Okay? He also designed the Olympic rings, and he also designed the torch ceremony, everything. The Olympics was nothing until 1936. This is well known. Now, I know it's laugh out loud. It isn't funny, okay? I've been telling you for 15 years since I learned about it that they put estrogen in the plastics to feminize males. We have the documents from the government, John P. Holdren and others. Now, finally, it's well known about bisphenol A and breast cancer and all the rest of it and erectile dysfunction in men and all the rest of it. Yeah, that's mainstream news, but I'm not going to get off into that. I know it's funny for you. Let me just show you the BBC. Okay, right here. This is what I found in minutes, okay? I've seen the documentaries. It's even on Discovery Channel, Hitler in the Rings. I mean, this is a fact. Let me just show you. BBC right here. The Olympic torches pass, and then it goes into the whole deal, and here's Hitler's. First, the rings were red, then they were gold. Hitler designed it, and it goes into the torch, everything planned by the Nazis, and the first big Olympics and all the rest of it right there. And then you can go pull up the Nazi origins, the Olympic torch, and the relay, and the five rings. Okay, and Hitler drew that. You can look it up, okay? Just a fact. SS had daggers with that symbol on them. That was out of the Vancouver newspaper. And then here's a bunch of others. Rings, torches have ties to Hitler's Nazi propaganda. On and on and on. Just type in the Nazi origins of Olympic modern Olympics, and you'll just get all of it. For heaven's sakes, please, 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 please stop laughing out loud. I mean, we went out there to Austin, and we say we want to kill the gun owners. Yes, for Obama. We want to ban water for Obama. They sign it. These are adults. These are graduate students. These are scientists that have signed this. Now, that tell us that they are scientists, that they are electrical engineers, that they are chemical engineers, that they have doctorates, and they will do it. And we said we want everyone to wear helmets, to walk down the street, to keep everybody safe, and they signed it. 14 out of 20. They're already making people play soccer have to wear helmets. They're already shutting dodgeball down nationwide. They're already saying you can't say mother and father or it's hateful. They're already banning the word brown bags. It's here. And I know you think you're on a power trip because you feel like you're part of it. You're not. Now, David Knight, you've got a big show in the next 2.5 hours coming up today while I take care of other things here at the office and also spend some time with family. I appreciate you coming in, Nightly News Host. Tell us what's coming up today, or if you have any comments on this.
Well, you know, one of the things that's most frustrating is how every time you go back and draw parallels to what happened in Nazi Germany, people just dismiss it as hyperbole. It's not hyperbole. It's understatement. To look at what they're doing now, it's far worse. To call something Orwellian is far worse than George.
They're arresting people that show up at the Grand Canyon.
Absolutely. It's crazy. That's one of the most frustrating things about it. And I would suggest that he go look at a book about Frank Olson called A Terrible Mistake. These are declassified documents. His family has been, he was a research scientist.
His son's been on. They threw him out the top window.
At Fort Detrick. And he was there when they were developing in the 1950s, developing a lot of biological and chemical weapons with war criminals that they had brought over from Nazi Germany, from Japan. And, you know, of course, they executed people for doing waterboarding in Japan. But now we've got Cheney and Rumsfeld.
But all they've got to do is say laugh out loud.
Exactly.
And then it's okay. Just laugh at us. And those of us done research, we're dumb. We're right-wingers. Right. They're intellectual giants by laughing.
Yeah. If he reads that book, it'll be a real eye-opener.
Oh, no. He'll just laugh more. He'll just say that the BBC isn't real.
We got information about whistleblowers and about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is really big.
Absolutely. Stuff they don't want you to know about coming up with David Knight.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in the rest of the show for Alex. Now, Alex mentioned in the first segment about this memo that was just sent to us anonymously from Fort Hood. And he pointed out, he read it, the first paragraph there, where they were saying that there's a growing trend of soldiers who are assigned to Fort Hood that are openly carrying firearms in private business establishments in the greater local area in an attempt to publicly assert their Second Amendment rights. This is really something that is being fired across the bow to try to intimidate people, I believe, from this rally that's coming up October the 19th at the Alamo. Very important rally. If you're here in Texas, you need to be there if you support the Second Amendment. Come and show your support. If you're not in Texas, you might even consider coming. But that's a very, very important demonstration that's going to be happening there. And one of the things that we've seen, remember, it wasn't that long ago. This is back in April this year. Remember the veteran Army Master Sergeant C.J. Gresham? And he was arrested. He was just out hunting with his son, and he had an rifle slung over his back, and a cop harassed him and then eventually arrested him. He had no idea. It's a very interesting video. If you watch it, it's an amazing video. And that was the excuse that the officer gave him. He said, in this day and age, people are alarmed when they see someone with what you have. In other words, a gun. He said, and they don't care what the law is. He kept asking the officer, what law have I broken? He said, we don't care what the law is. You've got a gun. That alarms us. That is, they charged him with rudely displaying a firearm. Having it slung over your back is not threatening anybody, as Alex pointed out. That is not against the law. The intention of the law was to say that you're not going to be waving a gun around, pointing it at a crowd, alarming people. If you've got it responsibly carried, slung over your arm, you're allowed to do that under the law. This is simply intimidation. And this is what C.J. Grisham said. He said, the easy wrong would have been to surrender my rights and to allow the cops to disarm me. That's the easy wrong to me. The hard wrong, the hard right, is putting ourselves on the line knowing that something could happen. And I got to say, that's still true. That's still true of all the people at Fort Hood who have taken an oath to the Constitution. It's a hard right that you need to support. It's hard to support your rights. It's hard to stand for your rights, but you need to do it. You, of all people. We've seen with the shutdown how the things that we've been telling you for quite some time, the documents that we've released showing that it's patriots, people who support the Constitution, people who are looking for a better way of life, people who support the right to keep and bear arms, veterans especially, are the enemies of Obama and the department. And it's not just Obama. This went back to the Patriot Act. This goes back to the Bush administration. This is a bipartisan thing. It's just every administration, it gets more obvious, it gets more direct, it gets more in your face with every successive administration. It doesn't really matter who it is. You can go back and look at health care. Do you think it would have been any different if we'd had Senator McCain as President McCain or if we'd had Romney as President Romney? No. Romney wrote Obamacare with Ted Kennedy. They said they based it on it. It's very, very, very similar. There's no difference whatsoever. And you can see what McCain is doing. McCain is saying, hey, Obama was elected. Obey him. Well, you know what? A lot of people who didn't want Obamacare, a lot of people who were upset about the bank bailouts, were the core of the Tea Party movement. That's what they came together about. It was about the Tea Party was about bank bailouts. It was about corporatism. And they were the ones who elected these members to Congress about Obamacare. That's why most of these members of Congress are there. They need to stand there and oppose this. That's why we have checks and balances. That's why we don't have a Caesar in government. We have a president who is subject to the checks and balances of the House, the Senate, and many other places, the states, actually, with the 10th Amendment. But we've got a interview that Ja'Kari Jackson did with a Patriot candidate for land commissioner, Jerry Patterson. And I want you to hear this, especially in light of what we've just seen come out of Fort Hood.
I'm here with Jerry Patterson, the next lieutenant governor. How are you doing, Mr. Patterson?
I'm doing really well.
So can you just explain to us the position of lieutenant governor and what you hope to achieve?
Well, the lieutenant governor is arguably the most powerful position in Texas government. And I'm not seeking power, but I frankly think that we are on the cusp of going the wrong direction in Texas. And we need somebody who is not afraid, somebody who's straight. And I mean straight in the sense that I tell you what I think, and somebody who has specific things that he or she, in this case he, wishes to accomplish. And if you go to my website, votepatterson.com, unlike all the other candidates, you're going to see a very detailed enumeration of things having to do with the Second Amendment. And I encourage folks to go and read what I say about that. Water, transportation, education, immigration. So I think folks are looking for leadership, and I think we have too many candidates who are more interested in looking good and who are more interested in the next election than the next generation. And I'm only focused on doing what I think is right, like some politicians and some office holders from the past in Texas. We have too few of them today.
Recently, we saw the issues with the people at the Texas Capitol building and the people out there carrying their black powder pistols. And it's my understanding that you actually wrote that law.
The definitions in Chapter 46, 01, definitions in this chapter, Firearm does not include antique or curio firearm manufactured before 1899 or a replica of an antique or curio firearm manufactured before 1899, but only if the replica does not use rimfire or centerfire ammunition. And mine is a ball and cap.
I was the author of the Texas Concealed Handgun Law in 1995, and one of the items of unfinished business was I wanted to make these cap and ball replica revolvers not firearms under the law. So after I left the legislature, I wrote this statute. I gave it to a state rep and a state senator. They passed it, testified in favor of it. So I know the law very well. And a cap and ball revolver that does not shoot center fire, rim fire ammunition under the law is not a firearm, and that's under state and federal law. So they had no firearm, and their arrest was unlawful. The law says you have to carry this firearm in a manner calculated to alarm. Now, carrying a pistol in a holster is not calculated to alarm. And think about the interesting testimony that's going to be, I guess, at trial, when at the same time that we're arresting this guy for carrying an antique replica pistol that under the law is not a firearm, at the same time, right there, were citizens lawfully carrying ARs and AKs, sling arms, and they weren't arrested. Mm-hmm. So to the average bystander walking around, assuming that anybody was alarmed, and frankly they should not be, why would you arrest a guy with an antique pistol that's not even a firearm under federal or state law? But then it's okay with the AKs and the ARs. It should be okay with AKs and ARs. That is the law in Texas. Open carry of a long gun is not unlawful in Texas. And so what we have here is somebody, and I don't know, I doubt that it was the DPS officer, but somebody decided to make up law and say, I'm alarmed. You know, you have to have a reasonable standard to this. You can't just say, I'm alarmed. I mean, there are people who are easily alarmed. They don't make law either. Somebody has to have a reasonable standard. These gentlemen were arrested unlawfully. They broke no law, and I'm anxious to see how this turns out at trial.
Now, one of the things I'm anxious to see is this rally we have coming up on October 19th, where people are going to gather at the Alamo, carrying their long guns slung over their shoulders. Some people may have loaded firearms.
There's several different groups. In my view, they ought to kind of get together and just pick one person to be in charge of all this, because San Antonio PD has not been a friend of the Second Amendment.
This isn't about violating people's rights. It's not about gun control. It's not about politics. It's about the state law. If the firearm is carried in a manner calculated to cause alarm.
They consistently, repetitively, even going back 20 years when I carried the concealed handgun law, San Antonio PD was opposed to it. Now, there were other police officers and police chiefs that were opposed to it, most of whom have come around and said, you know, I was wrong. DA in Harris County, Johnny Holmes, was adamantly opposed to it and wrote me a letter about 3 years after we passed it and says, I was wrong. So it's really refreshing to see some folks fess up when they're wrong, but San Antonio PD has a policy about open carry, and they are not going to allow it. They have no authority to make up the law, and that's what they're doing. So I hope that San Antonio PD complies with the law.
Now, as more and more people move here to Texas, we see Rick Perry campaigning to get people to come here to the state of Texas. Does this concern you at all? Because we have many people with many different ideologies.
It does concern me. We have people moving here from foreign countries like California that I am concerned about. As long as they come to Texas and they're coming here because they share our values, they share our belief in the Second Amendment, which has nothing to do with hunting. It has nothing to do with recreational use. It has nothing to do with collecting. It has only to do with my God-given, constitutionally enumerated right to keep and bear arms to defend myself against a criminal element or an oppressive government. That's what it's about. And as long as they believe that way, as well as the other freedoms, and as long as they believe that we, you know, don't need any more government regulation, that we have too much government, and they're coming here for those reasons, then I'm fine with it. I don't care where they come from. And it's a good thing. People came to Texas in the 1830s and 1840s and 60s because they were seeking liberty and opportunity. Same thing today. But they, in my view, they need to, you know, understand our values may be different than the values where they came from.
Are you an advocate for state nullification?
You know, we have the ability under the Constitution to ignore whatever law is unconstitutional. Now, how do you make that determination? If the federal government were to pass a law and say, well, you know, you can no longer carry your firearm, or we're going to pass a law that says we're going to outlaw open carry of long guns, yeah, that would be unconstitutional law. And frankly, I don't know if nullification, I just go with ignoring. As land commissioner, I travel quite a bit. I spent quite a bit of time in the Big Bend National Park because we have some land adjacent to it. At one time, you could not carry in a national park. You couldn't possess a firearm. I ignored it. Told the San Antonio newspaper I ignored it. They wrote an editorial saying he ignores the law. I said, I'm sorry, that's not the law. It's unconstitutional. When I go into border areas along the Texas border, I'm armed. And unless it's private property, where the private property owner has a right to tell me I can't be there armed, but if it's public property, I'm armed. And so I ignore laws that I believe to be unconstitutional.
As far as those unconstitutional laws, do you think that extends to the TSA?
You know, I think it just extends to the TSA in some circumstances. It depends on how the TSA conducts themselves. You know, cavity searches, of course, we have some problems with cavity searches here in Texas with other law enforcement agencies, but it extends to how they conduct themselves. What do they do? And I would submit to you that sometimes they are infringing on the rights and the personal rights of privacy. Other times they are not. I don't think you can blanket make a statement on that many TSA officers. I try not to fly commercial if I can help it. I got a little airplane. I fly it or I drive.
Now, we see the city of Chicago has now been deemed the murder capital of the United States of America, even though it has some of the strictest gun laws. So let me ask you, how do you feel about gun-free zones?
Well, they're a target-rich environment for the criminal element. I mean, I talk about this a great deal. I mean, I'm probably the guy that most people call when it comes to the Second Amendment and firearms. And I use the analogy, had I been in a theater in Aurora, Colorado, fewer people would have died. And that was a gun-free zone. It was private property, and they had banned carry. And people, when I say that, they look at me, oh, that's impossible. I mean, that guy had he had an AR, and he had body armor and all of that stuff. And I say, look, the first time someone had returned fire in the direction of that shooter, the first time a round had gone off and it didn't come from the shooter, the dynamic would have changed. You don't have to bring him down to save lives. And instead of that shooter just calmly walking up and down the aisles, you know, just shooting cowering theater goers as they cowered on the floor, shooting in the back of the head, the first time you popped a round off, that shooter would have had to pay attention to something else. The dynamic would have changed. Similarly, in Virginia Tech, 32 people died, gun-free zone. And by the way, that shooter had passed a background check. He was mentally ill, had been adjudicated mentally ill, passed the check anyway. All of these venues, they're gun-free zones. And, you know, when I passed the concealed handgun law, we had to put some gun-free zones to get the votes I needed. Over the years, we have eliminated and removed many of those gun-free locations. One of them is kind of funny. One of the locations that was prohibited initially was churches. Well, I believe that violates the separation. There is no separation, but it violates the church ability to do what they wish. But, you know, frankly, if you have, a congregation that's packing, the sermons are, you know, much shorter and much more to the point. But we continue to eliminate gun-free zones. A gun-free zone is nothing more than an invitation.
You have an A-plus rating from the NRA, so guns are definitely an important issue to you. But what else do the people of Texas need to know?
Well, you know, I was the guy who probably the three most significant items that I passed when I was in the Senate, I repealed the motorcycle helmet law. That's kind of a liberty thing. And, I passed the concealed handgun law. I passed a constitutional amendment to allow citizens to access their home equity without government interference and telling them for what purpose they can access their home equity. So I'm kind of a pro-liberty guy, and I believe that government, in its zeal to raise the floor and bring everybody up, has to recognize that in doing so, in order to fund that, you also have to lower the ceiling. I want the opportunity in Texas to make a mistake. Because whether that's a financial mistake, investing my money, because without that opportunity to take choices and take chances, then we also have the diminished opportunity to succeed. And I grew up in Texas, and I went to school in the 50s. Everything was open to me. And today, You know, I have children, I have grandchildren. I want them to have those same opportunities. And I see an oppressive federal government that, with a do-gooder mentality, continues to pass statutes such as the Endangered Species Act, you know, a lot of other so-called well-intended items of legislation. That mindset is not here in Texas, and we should be thankful for that, but it's creeping this way. And we have to, in my view, maintain Texas as it is and as it was. And not only is that good for Texas, Texas has the ability to lead and redeem this nation because we are liberty. And there are a few other states, but we're the prime state that can redeem this nation. VotePatterson.com.
All right, Jerry Patterson, thank you for your time, sir.
All right, thank you, Jakari.
Wow, that was a great report. He's got my vote, I tell you. I just came here from North Carolina. In North Carolina, we have open carry. Texas doesn't have open carry. You got people walking around here like Sheriff Woody, no gun in their holster. Of all places, Texas. So that's one of the things that needs to be changed, and that's what that little back and forth there at the Capitol was about. You got an organization there. They're going to be at the Alamo along with some other organizations trying to get open carry instated here. Open carry is a deterrent. Having a gun is a deterrent. You want peaceful, law-abiding citizens to be armed. There's an article today at InfoWars, another defensive gun use that gun haters will ignore. This is a guy who was in Charlotte, I believe, and he had someone try to rob him with a stun gun, and he just pulled out his gun. No shots were fired, and of course, Piers Morgan won't pay any attention to that. We will. That's very effective. A non-violent defense. It's a deterrent. We need more of that. And we'll be right back on InfoWars radio station.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
Beep. This is an emergency essentials sale. This month only at Emergency Essentials, get 41% off freeze-dried chicken with a 25-year shelf life for only $24.99 while supplies last. During our October sale, 55-gallon water barrels are only $72.99. Our 12-can baking combo, valued at over $160, is now only $109.99. That's 32% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there was some real scum in the alarm business, cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex. I just want to tell you that we just got in a shipment of nascent iodine, Survival Shield. As you know, we were backordered. It sold out immediately. And we just got in another huge shipment, so that's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And we're going to be talking to Anthony Gucciardi later in the show about recent developments at Fukushima, as well as information you may not know about nuclear reactors here in the United States and the many ways that we share the same risks with Fukushima. People have always looked at the risks of nuclear reactors going critical, but they've not really looked at the fuel pools, and Fukushima has really kind of put that on the radar. And we even have the former head of the NRC, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, saying that all of our reactors share the same common fault with Fukushima and calling for all of them to be shut down. Now, that's the former head of the NRC. But, of course, nuclear is Obama's favorite source of power. He's trying to shut down every coal plant that he can because of this imaginary CO2 crisis. They like to call it carbon because they don't want you to think of it as CO2. They want you to think of it as something dirty like carbon. So they're trying to shut all those down and substitute nuclear. And people don't realize the risks involved with nuclear, the long-term risks of trying to keep these fuel pools safe, the expense of trying to keep them cooled and contained for decades, for hundreds of years, for millennia. That's a tremendous burden on the economy, and it's a tremendous burden on energy. And yet they have the audacity to say, many of Obama's supporters in the environmentalist community, and there's a lot of environmentalists who are very much opposed to nuclear reactors, and they should be, but a lot of them are trying to tell us that nuclear is greener than photovoltaics. Give me a break. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. It's simply corporatism. This is big business at work, just like we see with the banks, just like we see with Obamacare. I guess I should call it Obamascare. And we're going to be talking about some recent developments with that, where he's trying to scare people into passing Obamacare. But we've also got a whistleblower coming up later in the show, in the next hour. And, you know, Alex was talking to a whistleblower yesterday, Tosh Plumley, and it was the third time he's been on the show talking about Benghazi and developments there. And he tried to go through regular channels, and nobody would listen to him. He went to big corporate media. They sat on the story. And yesterday he was talking about that because he's now getting pressure from the Department of Justice. And he came back on the show talking about the pressure that he was getting, talking about Benghazi and the trading of arms and what that was all really about. And he was saying that Fox News is sitting on the story. Well, he got a call after our show. Evidently, Fox News is listening to our show and said, no, they're going to air the interview. So we're glad to see that happening. We're glad to get this information out, and we're glad to pressure the corporate media into actually reporting some of this stuff. Now, the whistleblower we've got on in the next hour is going to be talking about corruption, and the same thing happened to him. He went through regular channels within the organization that he was working for. Then he went to law enforcement, Department of Justice, the FBI. Nobody did anything about that. Then he went to media. He had Brian Ross from NBC interview him sitting on the interview. So we had him on the nightly news last week, and we're going to have a concise recap of that interview here in the next hour. And we're going to talk about exactly what's going on with that and why the corporate media won't report that. But that's going to be coming up in the next hour. Now, we were just talking before the break about guns and about Jerry Patterson, who's running for Lane Commissioner here in Texas, a big, strong supporter of the Second Amendment. And there's a rally coming up October 19th at the Alamo. We need everybody to be there. We got Stuart Rhodes, I believe, is going to be there. He was here yesterday in studio with Oath Keepers. And we're looking forward to seeing everybody who supports the Second Amendment at that rally on October 19th. Be right back.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.